Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title, Cedric.
I'm Cedric Walker, founder and president of Universe Soul Circus.
And we're speaking because it is going on now through Labor Day, just got extended down at Plateau Parking down at National Harbor, Maryland. Where exactly is it in location to National Harbor? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there, you got the casino, you got the little waterfront, but where exactly are you guys set up shop?
It's across the street from the Hampton Hotel at the top of the hill in National Harbor.
Great. And what exactly are we going on here? Is it indoors, outdoors? Is it like a pop-up tent? Like, visualize it for me, because we're the radio station. But tell us, what our listeners walk into the space, what do they see?
Oh, man, it's a traditional... It's called a Canobio tent from Italy, but it's the same tent that Cirque du Soleil and Big Apple use. It's a huge tent. However, we're not filling the tent to capacity. We're at the tent holds 2,300 people, and we're limiting our capacity to 1,500 seats. But it's, you know, the whole thing about the tent at Circus is the nostalgia. I mean, it really makes you the feels, the smells, the whole circus environment comes alive. It's in a circus tent.
So a throwback classic circus tent, 360 degree views, all that kind of stuff.
No seat is a bad seat. I mean, you're right there. The whole thing about the whole circus tent is the circus in the round. It's not exactly the tent, but Big Apple came to New York years and years ago with the circus in the round, and the one center ring, and that intimacy, you can really see the performers' muscles, the concentration, their focus and their effort in each trick. And I think that is what made Big Apple, and then Cirque du Soleil to follow with the One Ring Show. It just really became, and the nostalgia of it all, it just really became popular, because now you can focus on the acts and the, you know, circus is really a lot about life and the fact that these acrobats, you know, walking the high wire or doing these skills, acrobatic skills, risk their lives, but they're just like us going to work every day, focusing and concentrating and working in teams toward goals, is what they do and act out in minutes right before your eyes. So that intimate one ring setting became popular. It was always popular in Europe. Where the arts were focused, there was a bigger focus on the arts. But now it's here in America, and it's here around the world, and it's here to stay.
Great. Now, speaking of focusing on the artists and the performers, there's a bunch performing, so I'm going to try to tee them up individually, you know, just to break it up with, so I can get multiple different sound bites. Tell me about the ringmaster. Who's our ringmaster here?
Okay, so we have a ringmaster from New Orleans. Presently, we have two ringmasters, and right now it's N.O. from New Orleans. We call him N.O., and he is he has an assistant, a ring. I don't like to say sidekick from the Caribbean, and together as a team, they are just electric. They electrify the ring. So they start with a ball of fire, a ball of energy. This whole show is all about energy and music and dance and community.
For sure. Yeah. So Donald N.O. Long is the ringmaster, but you're saying there's not a sidekick, but a co-ringmaster, Cheyenne Rose Daly from Trinidad and Tobago in the Caribbean.
Cheyenne and N.O., and they come out like a ball of fire.
Great. All right. And then what else are our listeners going to see? Tell me about the skaters and the daredevil motorcyclists.
Man, it's the I think overall your listeners are going to have a great time, and the circus, the energy of it, the laughter, the fun, the relief, the positive messaging. It's a family attraction and it's geared toward families. The authenticity from the Caribbean, the Trinidad, Tobago. We've got a opening number with puppets, stilt walkers, Caribbean dancers. They go under the wire. It's just a fantastic explosion of colorfulness and pageantry from the Caribbean. And what we've done is we went to each island and recruited the different acts from the different islands so that we could get the flavors of the whole Caribbean in one act. And we had it choreographed especially for the show. And from Chile to Alate Dogs, it's a fast-paced moving puppy act that kids just love. And the comedy table is a pizza parlor where the workers are just not doing their jobs, and the head pizza guy is flipping them around, and it's an acrobatic act done across a table that is it's been around in circus for hundreds of years, and just the precision and the comedy of it all, it's almost like the Three Stooges live in the ring in terms of buffoonery and acting. And then you get serious and it's heart-stopping. Part of the circus is to get the laughter, but also the ability to laugh at yourself and laugh at what you see and forget your problems. But it's also those breathtaking moments where the Weber from Brazil is walking in the air upside down on an apparatus with his feet only and no net under him. It is just breathtaking. And then he gets to the other side and he swings on a single trapeze and he leaves that trapeze and jumps into another swing with no safety net. And he's 50 feet in the air. So that is a breathtaking moment. And then another breathtaking moment on the high wire from Columbia, the Willie family. As they walk the high wire, they jump over each other and carry each other, three men high with no safety. A lot of these acts that are done in the circus are just breathtaking. And that's part of the circus. And then for action, we have our horse act, and that's a Cossack, a fast-paced trick riding, flipping on and off the horses, stacking four men high. It's just a fool going under the horse while it's going at 30 miles an hour around the ring, going around the horse's neck. I mean, our acrobats, highly precise, highly dangerous and well-trained. And then the mixed animal act, the array of camels, zebras, from, and llamas from, you know, it just makes a pleasant, choreography of movement. And then our clowns, we reinvented the clowns because our clowns are hip hop, energy, funky, dance. It's just a different energy that our clowns intermingle with the audience and the kids, keep them dancing, keep them on the feet, just the energy moments. And then the Wheel of Death, another exciting moment where these guys are spinning on this wheel like a Ferris wheel, I want to say, way up in the air doing somersaults, You know, another breathtaking moment. Then the Teeter Board Act, the Mongolian Act, is an act of acrobatic feats and precision to land 3 and 4 man high, very dangerous, does a quad somersault landing on his feet. I mean, it's just, amazing the precision. What it's like as I call it a seesaw, and you flip one guy jumps down, the other one flips up, lands on the shoulders, lands on the head. Two girls leave off of one side of the suite. It's a teeter board, but for most laymen, a seesaw, and they two girls flip and land on two opposite guys' shoulders. I mean, years and years of practice to make it work. And then there's those extreme bikes from the USA that flip in the air, somersault, go sideways, turn backwards. They leave from one side of the tent, fly through the air, turn sideways, turn back around in midair, leave the bike in midair, jump back on before it lands. I mean, these aerial feats are just daredevils to the 10th degree. And that's what you can expect. One of the things about our show is we're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you have fun with your family. There are those moments in between with comedy. We stage a mock boxing match that's hilarious. And then there's the times when your kids get to sing the favorite songs, or each generation gets to sing favorite songs. It's just making you have fun with your family. You can look at your kids sing. They can look at you sing. You know, we are in the audience. The major part of our attraction is that audience interaction. It's an experience, you know. And that, you know, we go out into the audience and we do our clowns, you know, they do lip sync contests with, you know, we feature audience members and songs that they can re-sing. It's just an experience, man, that just doesn't stop. From the time the show starts, the lasers, the lighting is phenomenal. All of it is a part of the experience.
Yeah, sounds like a ton of awesome. And you guys have everything that you could want from a circus show, for sure. Well, in closing, give me a sense of, like, the history of Universal Circus in general. Like, when did you guys begin? Like, how long have you been around?
Oh, man, we started in 1994. We had an HBO special around 99. We've been touring for over 28 years. What we saw was a void in the whole urban experience through circus arts. There's, you know, we're big on Black culture and how mainstream culture or in a sense global culture. And while we have acts from China, from Russia, from Africa, from Trinidad, from all over the world, the one thing in common that we share is that urban culture, that energy, that music, that fashion, that style, that laughter. And that's what we give. And that's something that's shared that all over the world. And it was missing in circus. It just wasn't there. There are various circuses that are extremely valuable. But what Cirque du Soleil did, they showed other dimensions of circus and how it would intrigue audiences. And we came along with another dimension, and all the dimensions are valuable. The consumers, the customers are wanting those experiences in just global culture and how that urban culture interacts with global culture, and you get that at Universal.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Cedric. Again, it's down at the National Harbor. Look for the big tent. Can't miss
it. At the top of the hill. Just keep going up the hill.
Keep going up the hill. Look for the tent at National Harbor. It's now through Labor Day. Just got extended. And again, it's called Universal Circus. Cedric, thanks for doing this.
I'm sorry?
I said thanks for doing this.
Oh, man. Thank you. I'm going to get you to say Universal Circus.
Universal Circuit. All right, guys. Right. I got you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye.